This is the sound of the cable car in Bilbao. It's called a funicula, and I'm heading up the mountain, heading to a place that I've been told you get the best view of the city of Bilbao. And I was a bit skeptical, but when a taxi driver gave me a recommendation last night, I thought, definitely, I'm going up. So a little report so far on what it's been like in Bilbao. First of all, in general, the people are terrific. The people are genuinely friendly, speaking, hardly any of them speak any English. I have now, on what is this day, I came over on Monday, Tuesday, Monday, today's Thursday. So on Thursday, by Thursday morning, in fact, yes, I have decided I'm using Google Translate. I first needed to use it rather than thought it would be better to use it for, because I left my notebook, a notebook that's very important to me, in a taxi last night, quite late, about 11:30 at night. And I got into the taxi with the address of where I wanted to go written in the notebook. And I put my backpack down, and I must have put the notebook on the other side of the backpack, and when I was getting out of the taxi, I just picked up the backpack and left the notebook behind. So I went to DeepSeek this morning, and I put in, what do I do if I leave a notebook behind? And it gave me a very useful list of suggestions. And it also finished up by saying, do you want me to write you a polite in Spanish, which you can send to the taxi company? And I said yes, and as a result of that, I got a lovely note, which had gaps like, put your name in here, put the time and date in here. And I did that, so there was a bit of toggling in between notes and Google Translate. But I thought then, well, I won't send this too early in the day. Maybe I will, but the point is that I've got a note now in Spanish, which I'll send to, I think there are two big taxi companies in Bilbao. So, last night's taxi, incidentally, was the first taxi driver I've come across in Bilbao who could speak English, and he was quite proud of his English. He had been to Dublin and worked in a hotel. I think it was Dublin. Could it have been in the UK? It was Birmingham. Sorry, Birmingham. I think it was the hotel in Birmingham. And just to learn English, but he was doing a course. I'm sure if it had a qualification after it. And he even showed it in Bilbao for English, and he even showed me where he got to in his notebook. All I can really remember is that volcano and earthquake are all the words he's learning this week. This train goes up into the mountains. It leaves every 10 minutes, and it began operating in 1915. Never loved the First World War. Interesting. Well, I guess Spain had nothing to do with the First World War. This is fascinating. Anyway, for the moment, back to the studio.